Today's daf is daf Nun Gimel. Here we go right into the garden. And we are one third of the way down with the question of Vekama Koshu. Now, the last piece of the Mishnah talks about Chazoka as a Kinyan, as opposed to Chazoka as a Raya. And even though really it's not a central Baba Basra, so you can Yanim, however, Chazoka is the topic. And being as Chazoka is the topic, Chazoka Sabbat, and we even get into the other element of chazaka as an act of acquisition. So the Mishnah there said that if he's Noal or Porat, Goder, Koshu is enough. Now, how exactly do you define Koshu? Yes, tomorrow, Kama Koshu, what do you call a little bit of Goder, let's say? So the Gemara, it's just like Shmuel explained. Let's say, when you say Koshu, I mean, it doesn't make sense to talk about building a kosher wall. It's not a wall. It's a kosher. You're going to say, well, it's like a 1 centimeter wall. So how do you define kosher? Well, so Shmuel gave an example. Say you have a wall that exists. It's a getter. You went ahead and you add to this getter, and you now, let's say, in our circuit, it's unimportant that it's asara, not asara. I mean, he's talking about other issues. But if you had a getter, and you now made it asara, or, and Gemara is going to talk about what's the meaning of that asara in a minute, you made a 10 tefachim high, or you opened up an existing pirtza, and now you made it possible to be nichnaspa. So he's part of pirtza, kadesh, kadesh, v'yetziva. So that's why when we say kosher, we clearly are talking about adding to something that exists, because otherwise you can't make a getter kosher. It doesn't even make sense. Now, when you say that you were adding, I mean, what was the difference effectually? Because remember, a chazaka has to be effective. You have to be doing something for the ground. I mean, we're not talking about over here about the dinim of mechitza. You need 10 tefachim for a mechitza. It's irrelevant. Here, that would be nogea Shabbos, Sukkah. I mean, yes, but in terms of its effectiveness for the field, what exactly was the before and the after? So when you say it's a getter, what do you mean? Do you mean the getter was enough to prevent people from coming in and out of the field from before, and now it's exactly the same. Obviously, you add a little bit, they're not going to get in either. So what'd you do? If hashtanami lo salkila, if people can't get over that wall, then my avad, you didn't do anything effective. I mean, this is not just an act that we're looking at. We're looking at an act of acquisition. Act of acquisition, do something. You didn't do anything. If you're going to tell me that that actually you made a qualitative difference, so then initially people could get over this wall, and now they can't get over the wall. I mean, you added spikes on top or whatever. So then how can you call that a koshu? That's a massive change. It's a qualitative change from one extreme to another. So then the words koshu are irrelevant. We always understood that it's not the amount, the measurable amount. Is that the qualitative issue? We always understood that the point in a chazaka of kol shehu is legabi, its effectiveness would be kol shehu. Well, that's not kol shehu. That's total. You completely change the nature of this field by enclosing it. What do I care who did the work before? So that we'll have to say that there is such a thing, which you understand that there's almost a actual definitive problem here. Because if it's a qualitative change, then it can't be koshu. That's what's bothering us. That qualitative, by definition, means it's not koshu. It's qualitatively different, and then that's not koshu. It's what the Gemara is pointing out. If it's a quantitative change, so then it's irrelevant. But what does that have to do with the chazaka anyway? That's what the Gemara is really asking. So it's a profound question. The words koshu, when used in chazaka, don't seem to make sense. That's what we're pointing out over here. Ella, what we'll have to say is that kosher would mean that it is possible indeed to relate to qualitative change as minor and yet still be qualitative. How is that possible? Because the truth is, all over, we have the concept of the difference between bedochak and berevach. So in other words, when something can be done, but can be done with difficulty, the difference between doing something with difficulty and doing it not in difficulty is viewed as qualitative, halachically, but it's not massive. In other words, it's just enough to make the difference. And just enough to make the difference is, for the chazaka, is kol shehu. because it's not a complete qualitative change. You could still get in and out just like you get in and out before. So that's what we'll have to say. It's talking about that mi'ikara da'avisakala b'ravocha. There used to be a wall here, and you could get over that wall easily, in which case it didn't present even a psychological barrier. Hashta kasakala b'duchka. Now, in order to get over that wall, obviously, to scale a 10-tvachim high wall is not an issue, but it still presents a barrier. So in presenting itself as a barrier, you've done something now for the ground behind it. You've defined it as a protected field, and that's a chazaka. So now you're getting a beduchka and pirza, hechidami, when you say you open up the ground a little bit to people getting in. How would that work? Again, I mean, if people could get in, and they can get in now, so what'd you do? We'll have to say, if you're going to say they couldn't get in and now they could get in, I mean, that's crazy. That's not kosher. That is complete qualitative change. So then that's a lot. So then tuva, you did a lot. You didn't do a kosher. The only case that would make sense is the mikor v'ayalibah, you could get in and out into the field, but with difficulty. And now you're ayalibah b'ravach. Now you can get in there easily. That would be a change that's a chazaka, but it's not an extreme change. So we call it a kosher. The truth is, marginal. The truth is that there's only these two shiurim. It's either kosher or a lot. It's a very interesting situation. It's not, there's no way for it to be more than a kosher without it being enormous. That's the point. Because it's either a complete change, in which case it's one extreme to the other that's qualitative, or it's a marginal change, but sufficient to be defined as a difference in the land. But anything else, there's no other idea, there's no other concept. It's fascinating. It's like a quantum definition. It either is or it isn't.
It has to be an improvement.
It has to be an improvement, exactly. So in other words, we could not have said that the case would be over here, that let's say you opened it up, but just a little bit. As Rashbam points out. In other words, say the same thing you did with the gutter. Why did you have to say you could have come in, but you could say, before it was closed completely, and now it's open enough to get in beduchka. No, that would be a massive change. You see? So it's not the beauty of this. It's not the amount. It's the qualitative definition. Fascinating.
That's what I was saying, marginal, because you just move the margin over. There's already an opening, you just
marginal. I understand why you said marginal, but you're not adding a definition. So now that would be true, as Rashbam points out, in the other case, but in the case of Ne'ilah, for instance, would also have to be the kind of thing that was a change. So you change the lock. The lock gets more difficult to get into, something like that. So those kind of things would be indications of balut, even though they are not actual extreme qualitative change.
Remove the entire from the land.
No, that we're going to see. We're going to see what's considered to be an act on the land. Over here, an act in which you've changed the definition from a protected to a non-protected, that kind of thing. There, it's not meaningful. But if, let's say, you just close the door when it says null, you lock the door, that, we'll see, is not considered to be an act of assertion of balut. That's considered to be an act of shmirah. And an act of shmirah alone is similar to Ashavat Avidah. I could do that for somebody else. I don't do that only for myself. If I see your thing, and I want to protect your thing, as a matter of fact, we're going to get into that immediately, then that's not considered to be a sign of chazaka at all. So let's take a look into this now more clearly. Okay, so the first thing we did was we defined chazaka as qualitative, which led us to the problem of how is there such a thing as minor qualitative, since we're used to thinking about qualitative as being, by definition, in extrema. I mean, it has to be. And we explained the concept of duchka as a qualitative issue. Now we need to move on to explain a related idea in which how do we define the difference between caring for a field or caring for your field? The latter being a chazaka, the other being an act of hashavas aveda. So Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Let's say, we're talking about these big things over here. I mean, there's no need to get into that. You could take a single pebble. Now, tan tsuror v'ho'il, If you qualitatively change things by putting down a pebble, or natal tzror, or taking away a pebble, the ho'il, what exactly do you mean? I mean, are you talking about this natan and natal, where? I mean, obviously, it's got to be somewhere where it's making a qualitative difference. Now, what happened? My natan and my natal. I mean, so we're talking about over here, I guess, that there's a hole in the dike. And you stick in one pebble into the dike, let's say. So now you saved everything. I mean, that ain't, first of all, I mean, that's not, again, certainly not kol shehu, but worse than that, it's not an act of balut. It's an act of saving somebody's money. Saving somebody's money is a chiyev no matter what. So that would be like hashavat avedah. You can't say that that's the case. I mean, ilim natan tzror, and that means sachar maya. You know, now you save the dike. Or natal tzror, there had been an overflow, and now the water is sitting there wrecking the field, and you open up the dike to let the water out of the field. That's just mafriyah harim yichsech haveiro. You can chase a lion away from another person's thing so it doesn't eat up his meat. You know? It's a Shabbos Aveda. That's all that you've done. The water here is a lion threatening the field, and you chase the lion away. So that's not an act of balut. It's an act of friendship. Ela, natan tsuror would mean the opposite. Natan tsuror would mean the tzamadla maya. What happened over there is you made sure that the water would remain in the field in order to soak it well. Now, that's not your business, because you own the field. Or you took out a tzror in order to allow water to come into the field. It's also, that's not your business unless you're the owner. If you wanted the water, there, in a chemitz, in a chazokah. We need to furthermore define the object that you're doing this for. This is leaking. Yeah, let's get it out of here. Just throw it out. We'll pour it in here or something. We need it's going to run the wood. Speaking of Mavriya, Hari, and Maya, we got to be careful. We're talking about, as a matter of fact, there's a lion at the door. Better shut. Okay. Now, Omer Abbas, Omer Yochanan, we not only have to establish what you did, but we need to establish what the entity was that you did it on. So let's say you have two fields that belong here. They're nixay agir. Two fields that are contiguous and yet separated. Well, how are they separated? They're separated with the Meitzar. Remember that the Meitzar was a small raised boundary, which provided the definitions of a field and allowed also for walking across, bringing things across without actually trampling on the fields. It created a path that was raised, sort of like a sidewalk, but that was used as the boundary of the field. So in this case, it was a Meitzar Echad Binyan. You go ahead and you're machzik in one of those fields, yechzik b'chat mehem, and your intent was to be kind of the field that you were machzik in, liknota. That's fine, you're kind of. I suppose your das is liknot otav ve'et chaverta. You wanted to be kind of both fields. You're not kind of both fields because of the meitzah separates them. So then, otakana, you were kind of the field that you made the chazaka in, chaverta lokana, but you were not kind of the adjacent field. If your intent was to make a kinyan bedavka on the adjacent field and not on the field that you're doing the act in, so then afotalo kana, you didn't kana anything in that case. Boy, Rebbe Zera, how about all of this is because of the separation of the meitzer? But how about if you specify that your intent is to be kana the meitzer as well? So then we could view the entire thing as contiguous. I mean, oh, we're going to consider the meitzer something that is not part of the field. I mean, that's the whole idea of the meitzer, is protection of the field, give you room in the field. So if your dot was, asks Rabbi Zer, to be kena it plus the meitzer and the adjacent field. So then maybe it's all one thing, mao. Now, it's important to establish the difference, as Tosis points out. If this were a kinyan with a dot acheret maknet, the Meitzar would present no difficulty at all. As a matter of fact, the halacha is that if you are doing a kinyan for a lot of different fields, you could be kena a field in Nebraska at the same moment that you're being kena a field in Timbuktu, or for that matter, right here in Yerushalayim. Why? Because as the Gemara puts it, sada da'arachadu, the earth is one planet, so it really doesn't matter where you're kena. You could be kena a field here with the das to be kena a field there. Because basically everything meets at the center of the earth, so I was kind of everything. Why not? It's the problem over here is because this kinyan is not a das acharis makna kinyan. The ger has nobody. He died. Now there's nobody being makna to you. The effectiveness of a kinyan in such a case is only what it is showing itself to be, not its formalization of any type of external agreement. So here, it's a kinyan, as we've explained before, the context of the kinyan and the act of the kinyan. This is a kinyan without context. So the only thing that provides the context is the physical context, the boundary. In this case, the meitzar is the context. In a case where somebody's being makna to you, there the context is the situation of the akna'ah, not the physical boundary. So the context changes completely, as Tosis points out, and mamela, we need to define the context of the kinyan, because we're dealing specifically with adadas acharis makna, you see. Otherwise, it'd be irrelevant to us. Who cares what it looks like? We're not interested in what it looks like physically. We're interested in how we're defining the act abstractly. This is a formalization of an abstract idea called kinyan. I always explain what's behind it. To read the Tosis, you can do it yourself. So now, in this case, Esther Rabbi Zeir, over here, since my das was to be kind of the Beitzar and the other field, so then perhaps there's no distinction anymore in the act of the Kenyan, because I'm doing the whole thing as one. So how do we look at it? I mean, mi amnina Beitzar de Arachadu. Do we say that Lamaisa, it's all one Meitzar for this field and the other field? It borders upon both fields. And the Mamela can't possibly be looked at as a boundary. Or do we say, but on the other hand, contextually, the fact is that your act takes place within a context that has a boundary. And that boundary is keeps your act from affecting the adjacent field. And what do you say then? Do we say, Hailakudekoi? Taker. That's a problem. But Rabbi Elazar gets a little more sophisticated. How about if you only are kind of the Meitzar? And now your act, if the Meitzar, is meant to indicate that you want to be kind of the two fields on either side. Now over there, the Meitzar could be viewed as the equivalent of the reins of a team of animals. The din is over there, when if you're handed over the reins, you're kind of the whole thing. So over here, if you actually take the reins, so since the Meitzar is the reins, it's the reins of the group of field. So whatever it's the Meitzar to, we could view it that way. Instead of boundering, we could view it as incorporated. Since my act is on that which is, clearly, what am I doing an act on a Meitzar? Only as an incorporative act, not as a separating thing. So there, maybe the context would definitely be to include whatever's on the sides. Fascinating. How do we look at that? So that's my question. In such a case, if you're Yechzik the Meitzar and your da'at is, liknot shtehen, you want to use the Meitzar as being kind of both fields on either side, mouth. Miyam Rinan, high Meitzar, afsra de aro. Do we view the Meitzar as the reins of the earth, either side, and therefore you're Canaan? Or do we say, you've got a problem, because the bottom line is that since there is no abstract definition here that is defined in the context of the Kenyan, you're stuck with the physical context. And the physical context doesn't show your sophisticated relationship to the Meitzar as an officer. And we could therefore say that Hailukudekoi. We're getting closer and closer to a physical expression of an abstraction. That's the idea. So we started off with two completely different types of kinyanim. One abstract that formalizes, the other physical that defines. Then the context became more and more confused to us as the physical situation came to actually express the idea of the abstraction. Because clearly if I'm taking a Meitzar, that almost shouts out to me, the context here is to hold that which is on either side. On the other hand, if you look at the field itself, it doesn't really relate to the Meitzar. So can you insert those kind of definitions because of the way in which you perceive the structure of the Meitzar in the field in an act of chazaka, which is meant to be a purely physical act, not a formalization act? That's a problem. So with this also, we're left with a taker. A taker would mean that if somebody else took possession of it, you couldn't get him out. You see, that would be a problem. If you haven't established anything, you said, but I was here first. Maybe you were, maybe you weren't. Prove it. Omrim Nachman, Omrim Rabba Baravua. We have an interesting similar case where you've got two rooms, one inside of the other, but here it becomes fascinating because, you see, in the case of the field, the Meitzar relates to the field on either side, but it's not definitive. But if you've got one room inside of another room, you've got to go through the outside room in order to get to the inside room. So over there, you can't say it's just my imagination that the outside room relates to the inside room. It's defined that way by virtue of the way it's constructed, as opposed to the field, where the mates are, it's all very nice, but I can get into the field the other way too. I mean, that's not... So here, let's take it step by step. In a case, we got Shnei Batim. Zelefni Mizeh. So again, the first parts are similar. Ichzik bechitzon to be kone de chitzon. Fine. You're kone de chitzon, obviously. Now, if you want to be kone de chitzon and the pnimi, that's similar to the two fields with the mates are. It's a separate room. I can't be kone a separate room by being kone the outside room, because the outside room is certainly not going to be now enough to be kone the pnimi. So they're the chitzon, I'm kone the pnimi, I'm not kone. How about if I had in mind, this is all now I'm going to paraphrase the first case of the Sodats. So if I want to be kena the other field, here are the cases, I want to be kena the inside room, and I only act upon the outside room. So I'm not going to either room, just like the case of the field. So apachitzon lo kona. Now, the question is, here we have another, we have an interesting addition that I couldn't ask about the fields. Here I want to know, what about if I'm marzik to the pnimi? So if I'm marzik to the pnimi to be kena, then obviously I'm kena the pnimi, why not? But suppose I want to be kone it and the chitzon. So now, since the chitzon is actually, in a sense, subsumed by the pnimi, because if I'm in the pnimi, I must use the chitzon in order to get to the pnimi. So it's meshubah to the pnimi, it's clearly secondary, it's tafel to the pnimi. So there, I was actually kone shnehem. But if I do the kinyan on the pnimi to be kone only the chitzon, then I've separated out the relationship between the, and then I wasn't going to either again. So this is like a fascinating addition. I couldn't have used the example of Sodas to express this. So if I want to be Kena only the Chitzon, then Afnimilo Kana. Because the only reason I was Kena the Chitzon as part of the Pnimi is because the Pnimi has interests in the Chitzon. But if I'm cutting off those interests, how can I be Kena the Chitzon with the Pnimi?
It's more obvious than the other two.
The last piece. But yeah. Yeah, but it's a fascinating new element.
Field.
Yeah.
And with the fields, it doesn't matter whether he has something mamish right next to it, and that would almost be like a pizza. Maybe those souls are bar mitzvahs even. Nothing to do with it.
No, because that's just my own personal use. It's not objectively defined. Omrim Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua. What's interesting is, in terms of the Dr. Tenner's tire, right, he raised the case, what if you remove the tire?
Flat tire.
Right, flat tire from the field. If it was a good tire, it would be bad news. You can always use a good tire. So, Habone Platrin Gedolin, you build this beautiful building on the Nirtzeh Hager, but it was left incomplete. So, it didn't have any doors on it. Somebody comes along and puts on the doors. He's kind of the whole thing. Because, I'll tell you why. Because the first one, as far as we're concerned, you know what the first one did? He put a bunch of bricks up. And it wasn't a useful house yet without doors. So that means it wasn't livable. So he didn't change the concept of the field. He didn't say, before it's a field, and now it's a place to live. It's still not a place to live. It's going to live in a place that's open to the air. And on the other hand, you'll say, this actually in Machlokas Rishonim, you'll say, well, what about, I mean, you have to dig a foundation, so that, why is that worse than digging in the field? Mm-hmm. So Tosfos says, digging a foundation doesn't count. Because as far as the land is concerned, the foundation is ruining it. You'd have to dig in order to plant, as far as the land is concerned. If you're talking about a house, fine, but you don't have a house. You left it unfinished. You never did the house. So therefore, you don't have either. Others learn that it's talking about over here that you put up a portable house. Go to Enoch Inami. If you had dug, you put up a trailer. But if you had dug a foundation, or maybe the foundation was there initially, if you had dug a foundation, then Enochinami, that would be considered a change of use of the land, and you've made it, you certainly improved it vis-a-vis a building project, so why wouldn't that be an act of balu? Okay, not lactosis. So in that case, Kama Livni Bialbo the Yapik, all he did was turn around a couple of bricks, or a couple of thousand bricks. But I mean, the point is, as far as the land is concerned, it's doing something on the land, not something with the land. But suppose there was a home already on the Nirtzeh Hager. Now he dies. And you walk in and you say, you know what? This needs a paint job. So you take out a can of paint and a brush, and you start painting. Now, all you managed to do was a little bit of painting, and somebody comes in, and he puts up a new window or something. He says, well, you didn't do anything really meaningful. I'm the one who's going in the house. That's not true. All you needed to do was sad bem siyudachad. You did one line of paint. We're going to ask what that means in a minute. Oh, kiyurachad, or you drew one pretty picture, or you know, what do you call?
Fresco.
Yeah. Like what do you call the borders around the ceiling where you make it like pretty? What's it called? What are you know where they have? Ah, oh, come on, guys. Yeah, I know you're shouting at me from Joburg, but it's, I don't hear you.
A cornice,
exactly. Yes, thank you. So you put something like that up, then that's a kinyan already because you're acting as a bialim in the house, and that would be sufficient. Now, when you say one, the comma, what do you mean one? Rav Yosef Amma means one square amma of paint would be enough to show that you're a bialim if it's in a noticeable place. Rav Chisda, when we say noticeable place, would have to be Kedeged HaPetach, which of course is where we Bedavka don't paint, in order to have the Churban of Yerushalayim defining definitively the house. So it's exactly the same thing in the inverse. You want the house to be defined as yours, that's where to make the difference. Doesn't mean if it be somewhere else, it doesn't count. It just means it would have to be more noticeable. Rav Amram, Hai Vilta, Amalan Rav Sheshes, Vahanirinu Le'inan Mimatnita. The following statement was mentioned by Rav Sheshes to us, and he really enlightened us from a bright. He showed that he was right. What he said is like this. Fascinatingly, even though we talked about putting up a whole building on a Nichsei Ager that you left open without doors, you said that wouldn't count. If you put down matzaot, we put down a mattress and lie down on a Nichsei Ager, you'd be kainah. Because the use of a place for living, for lying, now it could be that it wouldn't count if you lie down on the ground itself. Because that's not the derech which a person is going to really take a nap. So, okay, but you put down a mat. Put down a mat, then already you're making yourself at home. Beautiful. Excellent. So then you would be kona, and he showed us that even such a thing would be considered to be a chazaka from the following braita. You said, anirinu einan mimatnita. Mayi, what is that matnita? Tetanya, ketzad bechazaka. Now there you're talking about how to make a chazaka on an evet. So, if you have the Eved put on your shoe, or take off your shoe, na'alo minalo, itirlo minalo, you have him carry your gym bag to the trapu, or you have him undress you, or wash you, or put on what they used to be sakh after a bath, you know, with oil, bath oil, or garado, you had him scratch your back, he'll be sure, dress you. Hini'ilo, to put on his shoes, vihigbio, whoops. That's interesting. Pick him up. That's actually who picked up who. But Pashtas, as we're going to show, it's talking about the Evet picked you up.
To get on the horse?
Whatever, yeah. Get on the horse, get over a barrier, make sure you don't get wet, you know, old red carpet treatment. You know, it's not a bad idea.
use more of those.
This, yeah, we definitely use some of those.
Isn't that what they've been saying?
Gosh, I mean...
For years.
So, in that case, you would be, in fact, konet the Evet, which is, as we're going to show, which means that the Evet picked you up. And over here, the ground picked you up.
Ah.
Right? In other words, you're using the ground for... I mean, but when you say, what did he do? But that's the point. You fit it comfortably into the arms of the Evet. You fit comfortably into the arms of the earth. So it would be basically the same idea. Omer Rabbi Shimon. Now Rabbi Shimon says a very strange statement at the end of the Braita, which we're going to ask, what was that supposed to mean once we're already at it? Omer Rabbi Shimon, well, why is a chazaka better than Agbah? Lo te chazaka gedola mi Agbah. I mean, Agbah is going all over the place. Huh? My comment, did I miss something? Yes, Haki comment. You understand, the Higbio was unclear, because it wasn't clear who's picking up whom. So what the Tanakhama was saying is Higbio, meaning, if the Eved is Magbiel Rabo, so then the Rav is kind of the Eved. But that implies, Richard, Higbio Rabo, lo, if the Eved picks up, if the other picks up the Eved, he's not Kodan. But Rabbi Shimon says, wait a minute, He's not going to with a chazaka, but by picking something up, you're kona anything. I mean, so if I'm kona a piggy by picking him up, why can't I be kona an eved by picking him up? Forget about the chazaka. Why is a chazaka stronger than an actual act of agabah? Shagabah kona b'chol makom. But meanwhile, that makes it clear that the point here is that we're talking about you're resting on the eved, in which case that would be true here about the karka as well. Okay, fine, yeah, that's not our sugya, whatever the machlokas is there, but the bottom line is we're only interested in using him to prove our contention that in this case it's considered to be about Agaba.
Only now have the right?
It's only now that we know clearly that it was referring to the Eved picking up the Odin that we have a right. At least this is the way Tosis learns the whole sugya, that the idea of here specifically is the Matzaot, not because of a change in the Karka, but because of the comfort, the usage of being at home in the Karka, as you put it. Okay, others who argue at us about the nature of the matzah, they view it as beautification and so on. So then it would be equivalent to the eating. Yeah, fine. But the idea is the same. Then we wouldn't need the specific element of Rabbi Shimon. Om Rabbi Yoda. There's another issue here that we need to make absolutely clear. And that is, you could do an improvement to the land that maybe doesn't change anything in the land. We talked about putting down a stone in a dam, taking out a stone from a dam. That wasn't just Hashavas Aveda. But don't confuse that with, let's say, seeding, where you didn't do anything to the ground. Let's say you take a turnip. Guy comes in, there's a hole in the ground. So he sticks a turnip into the hole of the ground and says, so now I have improved the ground, right? You're not going to. If you're shada alifte in an existence pila, you throw a turnip into an existing crack or hole in the ground, the ara, where it belongs to a ger, it's not a chazaka. Now explain why. My time. The beginning of Shoda lo havishavcha. Right. Right now, the turnip's presence in the crack really has not done anything yet to be much beyond the karka. So now you're saying, okay, but it grew. Now I've got new turnips. Hashita kashava, you're right. Now the field is worth more. But that's memela kashava. That wasn't your act that was mashbiach. It was just the implications of your act. That's not sufficient to create a chazaka. So we're going to have more of this tomorrow to zero in on how precisely we define an improvement in the ground and how we perceive it to be more of a question of shmirah or how it's direct, indirect, and so on. This chazaka kol shehu had a lot more in it than what we initially suspected.
Dug a hole.
Almost. Yeah, he dug a hole, absolutely. He didn't even have to put it in there.
Right.
And what also? Then that would be seeding in a way that where it doesn't remain separate, so it changes the ground itself. The Kama Koshu, Kiddishmu, the Omashmu, Godar Gether, Vishlima Lasra, part spirit, so Kiddishikanes, Vietseba, Reza Chazaka. When you say a Gether, Echidam. Ilebe de Mikara, lo avisakila, vashtanami, lo sakila, so you didn't do anything. Then you did everything. So tuva, but how is it possible to have a kosher? Lo tzricha to be koravi sakila b'ravacha v'ashka sakila b'duchka. And the pirtz echidami. Ilemi to be koravi ailaba v'ashtanami ailaba mayavad. Elo yotani mikor lo avi ailaba v'ashtaka ailaba. That's tuva, but. Lo tzricha to be koravi ailaba b'duchka v'ashta ailaba b'ravacha. Omre vasir yochanan datan tzror. Or Natal Tzorah, that's a chazaka. You know, it's not exaggerate. My Natan or my Natal. We don't have Natan Tzorah v'sachar mayamina. Or Natal Tzorah v'afik mayamina. That's a mavri achari. That's not an act of balut. Ela Natan Tzorah means it's somad la maya. Natal Tzorah v'arvach la maya. V'om revas yom revyochar. Shtei sadom, meit sarachat b'nehen. Yechzik be'achat mihem lekdota kan'a. Liknot otah v'at chaverta, otah kana v'chaverta lo kana. Liknot et chaverta, avalta lo kana. Boy, Rabbi Zer, echzik b'achat mihem liknot otah v'at ha-meitzar v'et chaverta ma'o. Mi amrina meitzah de'ar achadu v'kani, odim ha-haylach u'dekoi v'haylach u'dekoi. Take. Boy, Rabbi Elazar, echzik b'meitzar liknot shteyem ma'o. Mi amrina ha-hay meitzar avsra de'aru hu v'kani, odim ha-haylach u'dekoi v'haylach u'dekoi. Take. Omrav Nachman Omer Rabba Baravua, Shnei Batim Zelefnimize, Yechzik Bechitzon Liknoto Kan'o. לקנות אותו ואת הפנימי, חיצון קנה, פנימי לא קנה. לקנות את הפנימי, אף החיצונמי לא קנה. החזיק בפנימי, לקנותו, קנאו. לקנות אותו ואת החיצון, קנה שניהם. לקנות אולי את החיצון, אף פנימי לא קנה. אומרים, אנחנו אומרים רבה ברבוע, בונה פלטים גדולים, בנכסי הגר, או בא אחר, והעמיד להם דלתות, קנה, מיתיימה. כמה, לבני בעמודי הפך. אומרים, דימי בר יוסף, אומר רבי אלעזר. המוצא פלטרין, that's already built בנכסי הגר, וסד בהם סיוד אחד, או קיור אחד, קנה. וכמה? אומר רב יוסף, אמה. אומר רב חיסטה, that's if it's כנגד הפתח. אומר רב אמר, מהי מילתא אמר לנו רב ששת, and actually, הנהירנו לעינין ממתניתא. He said, המציא המצאות בנכסי הגר, קנה. And you say, הנהירנו עינין ממתניתין, what was that? דתניה, כיצד בחזקה, נעל לו מנהלו, התיר לו מנהלו, שהיליך כליו אחריו לבית המרחץ, הפשיטו, ירחיצו, שחו, גרדו, ילבישו, הנילו, הגביאו, קנאו. אומר שמר, what? לא תהיה חזקה גדולה מהגבעה? ההגבעה קנה בכל מקום. What's he talking about? הוכי כלומר, הגביאו לרבו קנאו, which is משהו, הגביאו רבו לא לא קנאו, to which רבי שמר said, לא תהיה חזקה גדולה מהגבעה, שההגבעה קנה בכל מקום. Omrib Yirmi Abiram, Rabbi Yehuda, Haiman, the Shada lift a big pili that was already there, the Nara the Ger. Lo, Avi Chazaka, might have been either the Shada, there was no Shevach on the Karka. Hashadik a Shavach, Memelach a Shavach.